Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks for tuning in. Got a quick update for y'all. According to Jordan Schultz of The Score, the Jaguars have officially released cornerback Shaquille Griffin, who was on the third year of his three-year deal signed before the 2021 season. The move will save the Jaguars in excess of $13 million against the 2023 salary cap. Entering the day, the Jaguars, according to OverTheCap.com, were $5 million over the cap. With this move, the Jaguars will now have cleared $13 million and will have $8 million in available cap space heading into free agency, which in earnest begins on Monday, March 13th, when the legal tampering period opens at noon. Teams can officially sign players next Wednesday, a week from today, but we will know about a lot of the deals prior to the official start of free agency. Thanks to legal tampering. That's just the way the NFL does things these days. But again, this was a move that was highly expected by pretty much everyone who follows the team, follows the NFL. The bottom line is the Jaguars have Tyson Campbell, who they feel great about on the outside. They have Darius Williams now in the fold, who played really well down the stretch on the outside and had a solid career for the Rams prior to that. And Shaquille Griffin just had too big of a cap hit. They have too much cap savings for that contract to really be tenable, and it just makes more sense for both sides to move on. Now, the Jaguars, they do still have needs at cornerback. Outside of Tyson Campbell and Darius Williams, Jaguars don't have much to speak of. Trey Herndon's a free agent. Shaquille Griffin will now be a free agent. They do have Buster Brown and Gregory Jr. coming back, who are rookies or were rookies in 2022 for the team. But I don't think you feel great about the cornerback depth or the nickel spot right now. So those will be areas that the Jaguars will be looking to fortify and solidify in free agency, potentially in the draft, potentially both. So be on the lookout for the Jaguars to be adding cornerbacks this offseason to kind of fill in the rest of that room beyond Darius Williams and Tyson Campbell. And again, the Jags, $8 million now they have in salary cap space heading into free agency. That will give them a little bit of wiggle room to try to bring in a free agent or two. I don't believe that the Jaguars are done, however. I think you'll see another money-saving move, whether it be an extension, whether it be a contract restructure, offering them a big signing bonus. We'll see how it plays out. But I think the Jaguars will make at least one more, maybe a couple more salary cap-saving moves prior to the start of free agency, which again really is next Monday. We'll see how it all plays out, but Shaquille Griffin, happy trails. Appreciate you for serving some time in Duval, putting your best foot forward. Didn't quite work out, but I'm sure Shaquille Griffin will land on his feet somewhere else in the NFL. Still a young, talented football player who has a lot of good years in front of him, in my opinion. But Jaguars, it just was too enticing to save that $13 million. It really would have been impractical for the Jags to hold on to that salary cap hit from Shaquille Griffin in 2023, unfortunately for him. But happy trails. Appreciate y'all. Thanks so much for tuning in, Duval. Hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.